like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 14th day of June, 2011. Bob Chapman will be joining us in a few minutes. And if you've not heard, Ben Shalom Bernanke, Mr. Helicopter Ben, spoke today. Markets didn't do too much of anything off of his speech, which is a good thing and I guess a bad thing. His number one dealy, Bob, is, well, you got to raise your debt limit. Really? What, it's not high enough? And I've been looking for the full video. I have it recorded at home. But it was selectively, how should we say, edited for comment. And what's being run on the news services is not his entire speech. Even C-SPAN does not even have it posted. It didn't sound good of what I did hear about it in its first run live airing today. Didn't sound real good. So we will be talking to Mr. Chapman about that as well. And I don't know, folks. It's waiting for that proverbial other shoe to drop. And I was kind of fascinated. A lot of these stories started off with the $600 billion bailout. What $600 billion? That was trillions ago. That was a long time ago. Bernanke says that his call to Congress and the Obama administration to hurry up and agree on a long-term strategy for bringing the country's balance sheet back into the black. Now, this is a true banker talking to you, because black to them is, we don't care how much you owe us. It's just that we want to see you pull your expenditures more in line with the revenues you're taking in. Because we already know we extended you massive amounts of credit, but that's going to be okay. You're going to be allowed to continue to do business as long as we are in firm and absolute control, which they are. So, you know, the country's balance sheet back into the black, that's like hearing every presidential cycled wannabe, that's really not the president of the United States, too many people controlling and manipulating that person. And not that it should be that person that should be in charge in the first place. This is a constitutionally limited republic, and the executive in the Fed should not have the power that it already has stolen. So when you look at the situation to them, every election cycle, yes, we got a five-year plan. We're going to get the deficit. We're going to balance the budget. But they never talk about the accumulated debt that these, well, this kind of this unrequited love between politician and constituent, their burning desire to serve the needs and to pander to the people that put them in office versus being sane, legal, and constitutional. It's just something they haven't seemed to have mastered. We'll take the break here. We'll be back in three. Hopefully, he's there now. Okay, with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster right after this.
Extend your life with Extend. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, Robbie Noel. I need a minute. I'm sorry. He went to go get a drink. Well, I'm sure it's hot where he's at. Do I have Mr. Chapman? Hello, Robert Chapman.
Hello. Happy Tuesday. Happy to be here again. Happy to be talking to you and all those lovely people out there.
Boy, you sound like a man that's getting ready to take some time off.
Hardly.
Well, yes, you are.
I was born working.
Well, hopefully... I don't want to go out working with pen in hand here, that's for sure. You're not going to be here next Tuesday. That's the reason I brought that
correctamente.
Up. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Robbie Noel. Hey, Robbie.
Yes, sir. I'm here. It's happy hour.
Have no fear. And bye. I thought you were a sheep. Bye.
We got to balance out the board here. Can you bring Robbie down just a little bit? He's down. You can't do anything and say something, Noel.
There you go. Sounds good to me. How are you doing, Bob?
Just fine. But I'm not lucky enough to be in that exclusive community in Baja California.
You know, it really... I'm sitting here in Central Texas, and you people are God knows where. This guy sits staring at the Sea of Cortez and goes out after his program for libation on the beach or by the pool. You, I still don't know where the heck you're at, but you're not here in the U.S. This is a truly international show.
That's the understatement of the week.
Did anybody, and I know you guys, you're not in third world countries, at least, well, technologically speaking, anyhow. Anybody watch Uncle Ben's speech today?
Yep.
What did you think, Mr. Noel?
He's dancing as fast as he can, trying to avoid what inevitably is going to be a replay of 2008, because Wall Street smells the fear, and they're starting to panic.
Well, and you know, this is absolutely insane. I'm thinking of the statement that he made. He says, I fully understand the desire to use the debt limit deadline to force some necessary and difficult fiscal policy adjustments. But the debt limit is the wrong tool for that important job. The Federal Reserve Chairman said at the annual conference today, well, obviously it's Tuesday, but what is wrong? And then they're saying, you know, the deficit hawks don't go nuts on cuts. Well, what I'm hearing, who's financing the wars that we're involved in the Middle East? Who's financing the U.S. military to be squatting on so many bases worldwide? All this money that is funneled through the Pentagon, the great thinkers in the Pentagon and their war-making abilities and occupying and regime-changing, and well, all this is nothing but pure profit for the banks, because the government has to borrow the money to continue these occupations and to continue the military dominance around the world. I don't know what that's bringing us anymore. Bob, it used to be that, well, we had a reason why we were in Germany post-World War II, but we have a reason why we're in South Korea, protecting the wonderful South Koreans from the angry North Koreans, dirty little commies. But we see a world stage. There's no world wars anymore. This is all managed conflict for the betterment of the bankers.
And the military-industrial complex, of course.
So, you know, I mean, is it going to be a showdown when somebody starts scratching their head and going, you know, we're expending a lot of money through the military. You know, we shouldn't be doing this anymore. And I, quite frankly, I mean, for you people that work for the government contracts, the companies that have the contracts for the Pentagon, you know, if you're going to cry foul by saying, I need my job, but you're making war materials, borrowed money to make that, and then go kill somebody for no damn good reason, I kind of have this deja vu of how I thought about the teachers up in Minnesota. And I hate to be sounding crass or heartless, because you all have families and you all have the concerns that everybody else has, but I got to tell you something. You're one of the, your jobs are going to be have to be the ones that go. I mean, we can't. Hell, I don't even know. This is so nuts anymore, guys. I don't even know how to approach this. People are hurting right now. Jobs is job one. This is something they're not producing because of the fiscal policies that they've taken up in this country, where they've been shoving the bucks. I just saw a commercial the other day for, I think it was either Citi or JP, and they were bragging about the fact that they loaned $3 billion last year to medium-sized businesses. And they did it with this overlay of wonderful, fruitful, positive music, and I almost felt better when I watched the damn thing, except that I'm rooted on planet Earth here, and I'm in reality. There's not going to be any changes, gentlemen, in this budget, per se. And we are running out of time. I don't know if you caught this, Robbie. Santelli said today, he says, you know, forget everything else. He says, just watch for the payouts on the Treasury. He said, those have to continue. Forget everything else. Just watch the Treasuries.
Yep.
Well, if John continues to talk this way, he'll be invited to go to the Soylent Green banquet.
Soylent Green is really people.
But anyway, you're right, John, and I cover it in tomorrow's issue. I did an extra couple of pages here, and talked about what you were talking about. One of the interesting things I figured out, I think I'm right, is that the amount of money spent over the last month and up to August the 2nd will equal somewhere between $250 and $300 billion to run the government. That money is coming from money that was supposed to be going into the federal pension plan. And number one, let's assume that there's legislation on August the 2nd, and everybody lives happily ever after. How are they going to pay this money back? I mean, are they going to float some more bonds to give the money back to the retirement fund? Or supposing there's enough people in the House that say, no, well, we're not going to do that. We're not going to pass that. Are they then going to try to get their hands on the 401ks and the IRAs? Probably. So these are some of the things that most people aren't thinking about right now. They look at the overall picture. Bernanke, it quite frankly, is a loser, even in his own specialty. And he wrote a paper back in 1988 with Michael Boskin, and they said that everything that Mr. Bernanke has been doing since he took over as chairman of the Federal Reserve doesn't work. But yet they're still doing it. And they're doing it because they don't know what else to do. And they know they're going to have a war. Now, maybe it'll be a multiplicity of wars. Maybe it'll be 8 or 10 wars at one time, or maybe 3 of them. And bigger occupations. And then maybe they might decide, well, maybe we should have a draft, because we don't have enough people to occupy these countries. And if we're going to go and invade Iran and treat them like the monsters that they are, we'll probably need about 3, 4, 5 million more troops than we already have. That's why they haven't invaded yet, incidentally. And that would entail training people for 90 days and throwing them in as occupiers or frontline cannon fodder. And, you know, John, you talked about saving money in the military budget. You're right. And I think most people think that way, but what can they do about it? The military-industrial complex, the Illuminati, they control the House and the Senate. They bought them, just like you buy apples or peaches down at the market. They're bought and paid for, not all of them, but most of them. So they get anything they want. So the system just doesn't work. And you know what will probably happen in time as unemployment climbs, inflation climbs, buying, purchasing, consumer power drops. You're going to have lots of angry people, just like you have today in Greece, 22 days in a row, 150,000 people in the street every day. One Sunday, they had 2 million. Tomorrow, and we have a lot of intel on this, tomorrow they're going to surround the House of Representatives with trucks and all sorts of assorted equipment. And if anybody's in there, they're going to keep them in there. And if anybody's not there, well, it'll be symbolic. But this is ongoing, and we're seeing it in Spain, and it's going to spread throughout Europe and eventually to the United States. So this is where we're headed with this stuff.
What is the commonalities? We understand what Greece and Spain's problem, what spurred that, is the same thing that spurred the problems in this country. We know and we can track it back to whence it came. But how many of the similarities are there with Greece and Spain and Italy and, well, damn near the entire European Union? We'll get to your calls as well after this break. I want to get Bob's take on that because they're teetering still over in Europe.
Heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and costs, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So, Bob, commonalities. What do we have in common in this market with the fine folks over there in Europe, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Italy? What's the common problems that we're sharing?
Well, I think the commonality is we have watched all of those nations use Keynesian economics to one degree or another. Which I think is really was set up to bring in corporatist fascism. And even though Keynes was a socialist and a member of the Fabian Socialist Society, the problem is they're all broke. All the banks are broke, the big ones. And it's like a Ponzi scheme. They just keep it going. They have torn the heart out of the system, and the system is lifeless. And in Europe, they have the problem of Greece and the other damaged economies, which are very transparent, and you can see the problems that they have. I definitely think Greece is going to default. I think if you look at the USDX long contracts, which is the dollar index, you'll see that the calls that are being purchased are very, very large. So somebody knows something, and that something, I think, is Greece telling the EU, the Eurozone, and the IMF and the banks to take a hike. They are not going to go through what these people want them to go through, you know, like 50 years of austerity and depression. And so I think that's going to kick the can, and that'll get things going. In the United States, municipalities, 100 or more of them are bankrupt. The states, 40 of them are probably either very close or in bankruptcy, which they can't do. All they can do is stop paying their bills. And the United States government, I don't have to tell you, the debts are preposterous and never can be paid, even in 50 years. And so that's why I've said so many times before, there'll be a big meeting, and they will revalue and devalue currencies multilaterally, default, and then they'll decide on a new world reserve currency, and it won't be the SDR unless they put gold behind it.
Bob, let me ask you a question about that real briefly. The guy that was pushing the IMF SDR to replace the dollar was Dominic Kahn.
Strauss-Kahn, yes.
And there are a number of reports that are indicating the reason he was taken down was for that very reason.
And that's true. There were other reasons, but that was the main one.
And it segues into the story we did what seems years ago about the missing gold from Fort Knox, that he had received a report the day before his unfortunate experience that confirmed that there was no gold in Fort Knox.
Well, that may be true. We don't know. But what we do know is the SDR was involved, and there were other things. But the point here is, after this purging, the people who run the United States, the U.S. government, from behind the scenes, they want the dollar to continue as the world reserve currency. And after this adjustment, so to speak, they'll re-back it with gold, even if they don't have any. They'll borrow it from somebody and pay them interest to hold it, maybe from the Germans, whoever has gold. And that's where I think they're headed with this thing. And I've seen some wording of some of the things that have been said that would lead me to believe that that's a good possibility. You know, all we can do is back into these things. You know, it's like the problems that we see out there. Very often we're guessing and we can't prove it because the Federal Reserve thinks everything is a state secret and they won't tell us anything. The State Department's the same way. And even the government agencies won't tell you anything unless you absolutely have a need to know. And so this is the quandary that people are in. People like us have to use our intellect, thinking outside the box, to back into what these characters are doing. And unfortunately, even though there's a lot of people on radio and television and in the newsletter business, most of them don't have that ability. And some of the wild things that they come up with are foolish, usually sensationalized. And but that's the way I think we're going. And the problems that are manifest in Europe and England, England not being part of the continent, are the same basic kind of problems, only worse in the United States.
All right, we've got to take this break. When we get back on the other side, we'll roll directly to your calls, with the exception I've got, well, Bob Chapman mentioned the Treasury and about the Fort Knox audit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
W.C. Verones over at CNBC. Treasury whines about the cost of Ron Paul's proposed Fort Knox audit. The Treasury document says it would cost about $15 million to conduct an audit. The process would take about, gentlemen, get this, would take about 30 minutes to verify the gold content of each bar. Now, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but, or 350,000 man hours. So, am I to believe that we've got, what, 175,000 bars of gold? And they say to do that, it would take about 400 people working 6 months, according to the document. Well, the question is $15 million. Are you kidding me? The Fed is printing $104 million a day. That's less than 9 minutes of the Fed printing. Actually, it's electronic transmission. They're not printing anything. The federal government spends about $3.5 trillion a year. $15 million is less than a minute and a half of government spending. Obama's porculus was $800 billion, $15 million less than 0.002% of porculus, let's just call it. And 400 people working for 6 months sounds like a shovel-ready job to me. And it begs to ask, wasn't the Obama administration for stimulus before they were against it? The way I
see... Yeah.
I should also note here that he signed an executive order yesterday allocating $20 million to bring Palestinian refugees to the United States. We don't have enough unemployment.
No, we don't. We need more of that. And I see the quandary that the banks are in right now. They're warning everybody that, be careful about these budget cuts. And they're using terminology here. The credit worthiness in the United States would be called into question, and financial markets could be severely disrupted. Failing to raise the debt ceiling in a timely way would be self-defeating. The objective is to chart a course toward a better fiscal situation for our nation. Now, the economy is on extremely shaky ground following the worst recession since the Great Depression. Many economists, including Bernanke, say drastic budget cuts could now make it harder for the U.S. to recover. Now, they've got a quandary here, gentlemen, and that is that they're committed to monetizing the debt. They've used up to give the illusion. They're floating these trillions of dollars to try to get the, I don't even like using this term, their toxic assets off of their books, which is nothing but a ploy to do business the thievery way, just for another day, and to try to keep this juggernaut on the tracks. It's falling off. But here's their problem. They're going to have to raise interest rates. But when do they do it? And if this is the case, and as you said, Bob, the banks aren't making any money, the banks are broke, how then are the banks going to make money? If they're not loaning the money, and they know the interest rates are going to rise, who in this market out here is going to be borrowing money at 6% or 7%?
You know, every percentage point increase in the interest rates adds $1 trillion to the debt.
They're going to have to do...
And 6% is reasonable, but on a longer-term basis, they won't do that right away. But Robbie's correct. $1 trillion a point. So they go from 0.25% to 1.25%, that's $1 trillion, then 2.25, 3.25. But they're not going to do that. They're going to take this thing to the bitter end. They're going to go to hyperinflation, and they're going to be followed by collapse. And that's where they're headed.
All right.
Well, Bob, did you see, and I read it in its entirety, and it makes perfectly logical sense why they would say that. But Standard Chartered just released a report which looks at the gold market, and based on supply versus demand, very basics, Standard Chartered has put the price of gold at $5,000.
You're right. I have the report. And it must have been an absolute shocker. But anyway, that's where it's going. They said that there's not enough production from mining to offset the investment demand. And they said it'll be in short supply. What they should have said was it'll be in short supply just like silver is. Now, this thing's going up, and don't be hoodwinked by the rallies and corrections and all of that. Just keep on buying, right?
You know, at $5,000 gold, you know where that puts silver?
No, tell us.
$300.
You sure it's not $375?
Well, if we stick with the historical
14
ratio
to 1.
Of 15 to 1,
yeah.
Which right now, if you do the math, it's around about 40 to 1.
And gentlemen, have you ever seen midday corrections such as this? I remember when the commodities, as they like to call them, gold and silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, whatever, is set on the markets in London. And that was your price pretty much for the day. It'd vary a little bit, a few cents back and forth. But we're seeing midday changes in this. I looked at the gold price this morning. Robbie, correct me if I'm wrong. 1512, 1515, they're showing only a gain of 1880, but they're putting it at 1525.
You know, a few years ago, well, actually 10 years ago, to be exact, gold would never move more than $6 during the course of the trading day. Gold never had an up or down move that exceeded $6, period. Now you see fluctuations in the price. You can see $20, $30 fluctuations in the price almost on a consistent basis.
It's absolutely maddening for people out there that are trying to broker gold and silver because, and what keeps coming to mind.
Oh, silver was even worse. Silver was 10 cent. I mean, 10 cent was a big move in silver in those. And that was when Clinton was president and Robert Rubin was Secretary of the Treasury, and there was all kinds of skullduggery going on in the gold and silver markets in those days. Remember those, Bob?
Absolutely. You saw Larry Summers speak out yesterday. Please, please, give us the money. If you don't, the thing's going to fall apart. For the once in his life, he told the truth.
Yeah, what exactly did he say? I saw the screen wipe, but forgive me, it leaked out of my head.
You know, I quoted him, and I just gave the raw copy to Judy because we're publishing tonight.
Well, I'll tell you
what he said in essence was, we got to have QE3 forever. You know, you have to trust us to do the right thing for you. I mean, these people are diabolically evil.
Bob.
And all they want to do is rob the system even more before they collapse it.
And this does not take, it doesn't take a great thinker. It doesn't take a professor in economics. It doesn't even, well, hell, even if you're schooled in Keynesian economics. This is not hard to understand, that the system itself is defective. And I can think of no analogies, no corollaries anyplace else on this planet to deal with the world fiat funny money gangster bankster thing that they cooked up here. But this is becoming readily apparent to everybody that lives on this planet that this is not the way to do business. This is not the way to transact business using their instruments. The system is broke. It's faulty. It doesn't work. It never did work. It always has an expiration date. Always. And I think, Bob, I think they're going for broke on this deal, is what they're doing.
They are. There's no way back for them. This is what they did in 1348 and in the early 1600s, and they all suffered terribly for it. Enough of them survived so they could keep the game going.
They suffered terribly? They?
Sure.
I thought China came out and made the definitive statement a few days ago when they expressed their concern about the U.S. debt situation. I mean, I thought the market would have reacted to that statement more adversely than it did. As a matter of fact, on the day of the announcement, it hardly moved the market at all. And I thought it was, you know, the first time you've had a clear statement about how concerned Japan is about a dollar collapse.
Well,
well, they should be. They own enough of them.
Well,
yeah, I know.
Well, not only that, I mean, take a look at the state of the heavy industry in Japan. Honda's profits, because of their little tsunami over there, a little nuclear meltdown, people glowing in the dark, associated problems. They're going to have problems for years to come. They keep pointing economically that, well, yeah, Japan and its problems there just recently is going to weigh heavily on business decisions and markets worldwide. But we're talking Honda. 60% off of profits over last year.
Well, Toyota was 30%.
Well, but on top of, Bob, Japan has never come out of their funk. They've been in it, what, 13, 14 years now?
No, they started in 1991.
Okay, so
that's
we're
20
talking
years.
20 years.
And their debt-to-GDP ratio is about 250%, and almost all of that money has been borrowed from the Japanese people, which means the people who run the country, who take their orders from Washington and the Illuminists, they don't care about the people.
Well, Bernanke just asked for, to redefine and balance, to get the books in the black, he said. He actually used the statement that we should be working towards a 21% GDP number in this country. Seriously? When 70% of it was, of the GDP, was on credit and borrowing and shucking and jiving and moving money? That has all but ground to a halt. How the hell does he think, and what magic wand is he going to wave to get the GDP down to 21%?
Well, that's gobbledygook just to keep you from making any noises about his incompetency. They're stuck. They can't get out. There's no way back. And this time we're going to get them good, because this time we're going to be able to try them all. And if they think that they're going to stop the American people or the people in any other country that's got the same problems, they're mistaken. These people are going to go, and they're going to get themselves put in jail, and they're going to get fined, and some of them are going to get hung. And they know it, and I love talking about it on every program I'm on, because we're coming to get you.
Jay in California. Thanks for holding, Jay.
Yeah, hey, John, how you doing?
Hi.
Greetings from the garlic capital of the world, Kedora, California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got two quick questions for, two things to say, one to Robbie and one to Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, you're down in Cabo. Whenever you get a chance, you may want to check out La Paz, Baja California, because there's fewer gringos.
Yeah. Just up
fewer gringos, and your dollar goes a lot further. You got full access to internet and all that stuff down there.
Dollar goes a long way in Baja.
Yeah,
when you give somebody a dollar, I mean they appreciate it so much. It's an amazing thing.
They glow.
They do.
Yeah. But see, down they in Cabo, you got a lot of gringos, and whenever there's a lot of gringos, the prices go up. That's the thing about La Paz. There's fewer gringos, you go up further.
I've bought a lot of friends in a week and a half.
All right. That's great. I got a quick hypothetical question for Bob. How you doing, Bob?
I am doing terrific today.
Super, super. Hey, if you were to go out and buy a lottery ticket and win $12 million, what would you do with that money? Would you go out and buy real estate? Would you buy gold and silver? Or would you put it in the bank?
Oh, Jay, was this in the school reader someplace? This is so simple. Depending on how much money that you have, buying real estate once it totally falls, hey, it might be a good idea. But, Bob, if you had $12 million right now, gee, let me guess what Bob Chapman would do with it. Well, I don't know, Bob. Why don't you tell Jay?
Well, you'd only have $6 million because the government takes half.
No. We're adjusting it for the 50%, whatever the government takes. Let's just use the figure $12 million for the sake of the question. Jay, Bob, what would you tell Jay
gold
to do with that
$12 million? Coins and shares. That's it.
How
like
there's
no safer
silver,
place
Bob.
To be. There's no other place to be. You don't have any choice. You got to do that.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're going to be very unhappy.
How would you go, Jay? How would you go out and buy real estate right now when it hasn't hit the bottom? Now there's,
well, you know, I own a rental property,
uh-huh.
And back in 2007, my fiveplex was worth $1.1 million.
Yeah,
and I was earning so much in rental. Now it's probably worth maybe $700,000-$800,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting more in rental. You see,
yeah,
I'm charging more in rental.
No, I understand that, and the real estate game. I saw this coming a couple of years ago. Here in Central Texas, builders were building apartments like they were going out of style, under the guise and the excuse that, well, many people are coming here to Texas for employment. But the way I looked at it is, these builders were buying this property, building these 200-300 unit apartment buildings, because people were going to be losing their homes and they needed a place to stay.
Right.
You know, and a lot of homeowners out there, you know what taxes do, upkeep, mortgage payments, insurances, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. You don't have any of that. You move in an apartment. Somebody else mows the lawn. You just worry about the electric bill, the phone bill, and the water bill, and that's about it. And a lot of these places are even giving freebies away with something like that. But needless to say, there's a lot of people right now with pocketfuls of money think that they're going to move into the real estate market and become real estate barons. Problem is who's going to have the money to make that a viable proposition? There's your question, my friend.
Good.
Yeah.
So gold and silver then, right?
Gold and silver, brother, and then go buy what you want to buy.
All right, host.
Like a winner.
All right, Jay. Thanks for your call. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ron Paul says that inflation, within 2 years, due to the national debt, and I don't know if this is on current projections, because in the next 2 years, how much more debt are they going to run up? He's saying within the next 2 years, 50% inflation.
He's been reading my stuff again.
He said on Friday, he predicted that inflation will hit 50% in the next couple of years thanks to the massive debt the country has accumulated. He spoke to the Republican activists at the Manchester House Party, and he said the inflation will act like a default. Social Security checks will still be cut and interest payments will still be made, but the inflated dollars will allow the government to repay borrowed dollars with devalued money. They cannot pay the debt. I don't think that means you should try and work things out, but the size of the debt, it never gets paid. Now, I never looked at it that way, that they repay borrowed dollars with devalued money. So how do you ever catch up? You have a dollar amount, and then you're trying to repay with devalued dollars. Don't you have to come up with more of the devalued dollars to pay for the previous less devalued dollars?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's right. Right, Robbie?
Absolutely. By the way, Jeffrey's been real busy. And so the Tuesday Bob Chapman special is already posted up on Republic Trading Group's website, and it's a good one.
Is he going to be with us today or no? I thought he was.
I would imagine so.
I would hope so.
So,
and what is that special, Robbie?
It's posted. You just go to Republic Trading Group's website, or we just click on my website and then just click on the RTG banner.
I've got to close so many windows to get to the doggone thing. Bob is producing for me over here. Let me see. Where
are
we? We got some Swiss francs, gold, and some silver, some great silver deals.
All right, Republic Trading Group, here we go. Well, gee whiz, thanks to 21st century technology.
If you go to Republic Broadcasting and then you see the chip in button, and this is just a reminder, the more that you chip in, the more credits you earn for a seat in heaven.
Here we go. It's Swiss 20 francs. But Jeff said I was offering these coins, these very coins, for as little as $75 a piece.
Yeah,
that was back in the '03.
I remember. Well, those were the days $400 gold, you know?
Yeah. Let me see here. And he's also got it's the, how do you say this, Helvetia?
Helvetia.
On Flag Day, this is package 741, based on spot of 15.2390, 20 coin pack. That's $320 a piece. 6400, a 40 coin pack, 12,680. Price drops $3 a piece, 317 each. Fewer than 10 coins, a little bit of premium on that 323, $3 more than a 20 coin pack. But we'll get more of that from Jeffrey Bennett at the bottom of next hour. And hang on, everybody, 800-313-9443.
And there's some silver there, too.
There's some silver. I missed that. I missed it. Oh, here we go.
Incidentally, that's the spot price of gold, $15.2390. And it's trading right now at $15.2640.
He's got the Ellis Island U.S. Constitution pieces, improved condition. 20 roll for $8.63. We'll be right back. Top of the hour break.
The next round.